Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games and promotions, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
I'm Mariah Mellis, and this is Slug Sound Waves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action sports, and subculture. Today, we're going to be talking to Trish Empey and Kat Palmer about a new show opening in October at Art Access. So welcome, Trish.
Thank you.
So I'm really excited for this show. My understanding, it's October. It's a little dark. You know, I love the whole month and all the decor that comes out. And personally, I love to dress up and be as freakish as possible. As an artist, I'm sure that this is probably also one of your favorite times.
Absolutely.
Excellent. With that being said, the theme of this show is kind of abnormalities, differences, freakishness in a way. It's called Differences, a Dialogue, but we're kind of referring to it in this sense as a freak show just for fun today. So let's start with your freaky side, your art side, right? That probably makes you a freak in some cultures. So tell me a little bit about your art and what you've been up to lately.
Well, absolutely. I think I'm a complete freak.
Excellent. That's why we like you.
And aren't we all?
Yes.
I mean, I'm a freak. You're a freak. Anyone who is trying to achieve some kind outside of the norm, the mainstream of just expressing and being
an individual,
an artist. Anytime you're trying to convey that expression, I think it borders on freakishness on some level, because you kind of have to test the waters, right? I've always taken pride in being a freak. Back to your original question.
Oh, so what kind of art? What? How do you display your freakishness?
I just kind of stick with my what it just kind of comes out, how it comes out. I don't try.
Do you work in mixed media? Do you work as a painter? Do you work in sculpture?
No, it's mainly photography.
Okay.
And that's been my thing for about 20 years.
And captioning your version of reality. And
well, yeah, I don't like to do a lot of altering and changing. I've always had a real organic approach to how I photograph. And
so a traditionalist?
Very much.
In your process,
yeah.
And your selection of subject?
Yes.
Will that carry over to this show?
Less is more has always been my mantra, and I have a simplistic style, and I don't like to fiddle around too much in post and, you know, the Photoshop. I like to keep it pretty clean.
Sure, get the right shot,
correct,
pick the right thing, and then let it speak for itself.
And, you know, it doesn't always work that way, and I like to make mistakes, and I used to do that in a dark room and make just these crazy mistakes, and then I thought, wow, that's
it works.
Freakish. And went with what came out, and it was it's fun, you know, to make mistakes and see how it organically turns out. I know it's so cliche, but so yeah, the piece I have for the Art Access show is very much in that theme of simplicity, but it conveys how we all are freaks and how we kind of put on a mask and put on our face every day and go out in the world and do what we do. And I think everybody has their insecurities, their obsessions, their, what do you want to call it, just everyone has something that they're either, I wouldn't say hiding, or but I think the term freak kind of flows into so many different facets of humanity.
Sure.
And whether you're struggling emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever it may be, I think
your struggles might make you feel freakish, but really
exactly.
By exposing those things, and that's what I love about the fact that they're doing this show as a group show. It's everyone kind of waving, you know, like Lady Gaga would say, like, wave your freak flag or something.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what does she call her people?
Her little monsters.
Her monsters. Perfect.
Yeah. Her little monsters. I think everybody has this little freakish side. And
totally.
So I love that it's a group show that shows so many artists and their version of what makes them freakish or what they feel like being a freak would be, you know,
yeah.
Like how they perceive themselves and the world around them is it's very important and to see that and as a collective group to have everyone doing
Absolutely.
It at the same time. It doesn't seem so freakish when everyone's doing it together.
Well, that's just it. And I think when I was trying to come up with some, you know.
I know, I was going to say, when you're just like, I've got to be over the top.
Yeah,
what am I going to do?
Oh, I've got to come up with the most outlandish and I was trying to cover all the bases of what they were looking for, you know, and that's not, they're not looking for anything.
Yeah, did
they
give you any direction in leading into it, saying you need to have something that looks like?
Well, not, I wouldn't say quote unquote need, but they kind of, you know, they give you direction of what, you know, the show is about and guide you, but
sure.
what they're looking for. But I think I was approaching it from, okay, so I was getting too specific.
Okay.
And then looking at people on the street and thinking, oh, he's kind of a freak. Maybe I could photograph him. And then I'm like, no, that's not it at all. You've got to be a little more, like, just vague about it. You know, yes and no. You've got to be, you know, really nail it, but also keep it kind of, you know, vague. I think ideas come when I'm running or when I'm,
sure.
you know, when I wake or sleep. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that's it. And it's just a simple thing. It's like when you don't try so hard and then it just kind of, you know, the ideas flow and then I was like, that's it. So I just did it.
Nice. That's excellent advice to give to anybody that's working in with their creativity, you know,
yeah.
whether it be writing. I know when I'm writing my column, it's if I push too hard, the words don't come. And
well,
if I just let it go.
Writer's block, right? I
yeah.
mean, that kind of.
And artistic blocks. And
that
just
goes across the board. I think you could use that term for any kind of creative soul out there, you know, when we're, oh God, I gotta get it, and then you know, you just push too hard and just have to let go. So yeah, I love the piece that I came up with finally, and so I hope. And it's a little in the October theme, and I didn't even try that after I shot it. I'm like, oh yeah, cool, that's kind of Halloweenish as well. It wasn't intended to be as such. It was meant to be a little more of what, you know, what the
like
show's
about.
Like you
said, about. Subtle and
yeah.
layered.
It's very, I mean, it's when you see it, it's just right there. It's nothing, but it kind of encapsulates the whole, what I was looking for, like all these different facets and different people I was trying to capture. I think it's what we're talking about, how we all have something that we're either hiding behind or trying to be. It just kind of shows that of what we all carry every day. If you feel like you're a freak or you feel like you're different or you feel like you're trying to fit in a dominant culture and you don't, or I think this conveys that. But what do I know? I'm a freak.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited
yeah.
to see this show. What is next for you? What are you working on now? What will we see you at after the October show?
I have a project that is I'm keeping under wraps at the moment because I'm just really trying to figure it out in my head, but it will be, I'm trying to get funding and, you know, get that all handled, but
a bigger project.
Yeah, then. Yeah. It'll be involving other artists, hopefully. Kind of is in the same vein as what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
Of choices that you make that maybe make you not fit in, and it'll be interesting. But at the moment, I have a show at Centered City Yoga, and just trying to keep the ball rolling every month. Just
keep that creative juices flowing, and
yeah.
just keep moving. If you stay stagnant, then
yeah, it's you've gotta.
It's harder
keep
to get going again.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just competitive and out there in the world, and you got to keep moving. So,
well, I hope you'll come back and talk to us about the next show too, because
yeah.
it's a lot of fun to just kind of get that inside the artist mind, and think, you know, whether it be their process creatively or actually the process of the laying the paint down or taking the image. It's so fun to get to sit down with an artist and really, and that's why I encourage people to go to gallery strolls so that they get the opportunity to meet the artist. I'm really excited to see it. It's a very good little tease here to get people excited about it. So it's October 17th.
Yes.
At Art Access, which is 500 West and 250 South. And then we'll be talking to Kat Palmer in a minute just about what she's going to be participating and contributing into the show.
Yeah, sure, it'll be fantastic.
I'm excited about seeing both of you ladies' work, and we'll send everybody over there. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st in Park City, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Sundance, Utah. Be the first to see iconic films like Reservoir Dogs, Memento, and the Oscar-nominated Beasts of the Southern Wild that have all premiered in years past. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie!
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie!
Welcome, Kat, to the show.
Hey, Mariah. How are you?
Good. I'm excellent. It's so fun to have you in here.
Oh, I'm glad to be in here.
You do so many things and are all around the community all the time.
This is true.
So, if you don't already follow Kat on Facebook, she's everywhere all the time doing lots of things.
I try.
You make sure to take us along with your travels, too, which is wonderful.
Yeah, so. It's fun. I enjoy interacting, I guess, with my friends and fans through Facebook, so...
To get to see you here in person, we're going to talk a little bit about this upcoming show you have. Now, just a little background. You are, you know, as a photographer, you focus on, you know, doing professional photography. You know, that pays the bills. That's the money that...
I have to shoot the weddings.
Yeah, well, and families. You do a great job at them. It's excellent.
But that's definitely to pay the bills. It's not always necessarily where my passion lies. So.
And are you still, at one point, you were trying to reserve just like a twice a year or once a year to do a big art show?
Yeah, I still do that. And this will be my, not a big one, you know, for me as far as like I only had to produce 6 pieces for it. So that's not too bad. But this year, this will be the third time I'm showing this year. But all of them have been 3 pieces, 3 pieces, 6 pieces. So I haven't done a really, really big one this year.
Oh, nice. Are you still planning to do one?
Yeah, next year. It's in the works. It's super controversial. I may not be able to show it in this state.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then you better keep it.
My boyfriend jokes around, you will no longer be Salt Lake City's sweetheart once you display this exhibit. Ooh. So,
and you've shown some controversial stuff.
This one will blow that all out of the water. It's pretty dang controversial. So
nice. Well, I hope you'll come back and talk about that, too.
I will.
Because even if we're not allowed to see it, then we can find images on the internet.
Right. I might have to go to either West Coast or East Coast for this, or either way, it's...
I think we can find you a safe space here.
I think so, because I know how a lot of places work. I once did an anti-war exhibit, and the gallery had a board of directors meeting and had to kind of censor how I talked to the media, and I included a soldier that I had purchased a camera for, and he was taking images.
I have one of those pieces.
Yeah, he was taking images over there, and then I was creating these pieces because he was serving in a war he didn't believe in, and so that one was a pretty controversial subject, but this one I'm working on is, it's pretty bad.
You're tending to run in those circles and stick with some controversial subjects.
Yeah, my boyfriend himself is a controversial subject, so.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, yeah.
Well, so this show had a little controversy going on, and I'm trying not to be too I mean, because it's such a great organization. Art mm-hmm. Access does so much for the community, and those just making sure that art is accessible for anyone, no matter their physical, mental abilities. So the fact that this show is called Differences, a Dialogue, I know that we're going to be talking about, and I just, when I interviewed Trish, we were talking about what makes us different. And we found the word, and I know that it's, this is the controversial word that the gallery chose not to use because it just, you know, they didn't know how to make sure that it was taken in the right context. But so we're just going to just rip the Band-Aid off and just say we're all freaks, and this is a little bit about being freaks. This is the differences is celebrating our differences and just calling it what it is. By being different, you could be considered freaky or freakish. Freak can be a good thing.
No, in absolutely.
Fact, I think it probably in most cases is.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be the same as everybody else, and, well, and I know you aren't. So.
Right. Well, I purposely, and I did three studies for the show, and I purposely, on one of them, I shot a very conservative looking couple. Okay. Because oftentimes they also can get judged.
Know what happens behind closed doors.
Right. And just as far as like judging, and this couple is, from the outward look, people probably judge that they're a very religious Mormon couple. That's, they have that look. And I was looking for a couple that had that look. I was, it took a, weirdly enough, a long time. So I found them.
Really? In Utah? It took you a long time to
Find somebody
that's
willing to like come and be photographed. Yeah.
Sure.
It was, that took a while. Like, and because I was looking for someone that, that had more of a, just an everyday look. Like, people kept sending me like supermodel photos, and I'm like, I they can be a good looking couple. I just need them to look like an average everyday
couple. Average person you see in the grocery store.
Right. Not someone that's stepping out of a magazine, you know? And so, because people, whenever I say I'm looking for models, they instantly think, oh, she wants somebody that looks like they're stepping out of a magazine. And I rarely want that. Like, very rarely want that. So, but I actually picked them on purpose too, because I feel like they also probably get a lot of judgments about their looks, about how they present themselves, and probably thinking they're square, or you know, or that they are judgmental, or that they, you know, and they're not. They're this really like sweet couple. He's a doctor. They're just this cute couple with, you know, 2.5 kids, and they have 3 kids.
but I don't know how the 2.5 ever works.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's the average. Yeah. So to kind of play on that opposite end of things, and then I shot them against a conservative interracial couple who was a very counterculture. I specifically picked them so they didn't have to dress any differently than they normally do, because in this couple, they are just the sweetest, like just the most kind-hearted, sweetest couple that probably get judged a lot for based on their looks, but they own it, and they are just, I'm going to give them a shout out, Abraham and Squid. Abraham the Octus, he's the Waffle King, the Tooth Fairy.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's a mermaid, you know, like they're just this amazing couple, and they're very artistic, and I was trying to also just kind of keep that in mind, people that maybe get judgments on a daily basis that don't warrant it, so, and they definitely let their freak flag fly, you know?
So. I love to use that saying, it's pull the, you know, go ahead and show those true colors, because, you know, there's likely someone else around you that also feels the same way, and it becomes less and less, I mean, if again, I don't think freak is really a bad word. I think that it, to me, shows a lot of individuality. And and you have to go outside of yourself and outside of the norm to be a creative person.
Right.
So
absolutely.
You're going to have to experiment around, which, you know, it's always the fear of the unknown. And I think that's a lot of what the freak shows historically were, is coming in to see something that you didn't typically see. I saw a gal at the fair this year that was part of the freak show. Mm-hmm. I had seen her at the Starbucks a few days before.
Nice.
But she really loves cats and had done the full whisker and the complete face and body tattoo of a cat pattern.
Wow.
And I mean, she did that to herself. She wasn't born that way. That was something she really wanted to do, and she loves it and she owns it, and she now has a job working, and you know, in the circus and fairs and traveling around, and it's,
I love it when people own it too. Whatever makes you quote unquote different from society's norm, whatever that is, I love it when people own it. And they're like, yep, this is me. And I look fabulous.
Yes.
And so I also shot with 3 drag queens, 3 very different drag queens. One had a very campy glam look. And what was cool about that is when he came in to be photographed, he came in with
5 o'clock shadow. We shot his before pictures, and then he went and shaved and got all beautiful as Harriet Winston. I love the three that I shot were all very different. Robert Garcia was another one that I shot, and he, when I was working on his photos, I was zoomed in on his leg. I was taking care of a shadow. My fella is sitting next to me. He's like, oh, she has nice legs. I'm like, I'll let Robert know you said that. And he's like, wait, what? Zoom out. And so I zoom out, and he's like, Robert is not a drag queen. He's like, he's passable. Like, he's pretty. Like, he's really sure. pretty. He's like, if I saw Robert dressed up like this out, I would think it was a woman. Like, so it's a very, it's, he is, he, and when I told him this, he was just like, sweetie, I am not a drag queen. I'm just a queen because I was born this way. And so, which I loved. I was like, you were born this way. You're really pretty. Like, he's so pretty. And then my third drag queen was Austin, who was more of a artistic, funky, he did his face up like a cat. Like, he had a very funky feel to him. So these three were very different in their looks. But yeah, Robert's passable. Nice. I even knew what he was going to look like when he was done, but standing face to face with him, I was like, oh my gosh, you're like a really beautiful woman. Like,
I'm sometimes intimidated by how beautiful some men can be, look as women. I don't know that I would pass the other direction. So,
yeah. You know,
it's definitely.
He's one of them. Like, I just am blown away, like, at how pretty he is, all done up. I mean, he's pretty, though, even not done up. It's really not fair. So I this topic excited me, just differences, a dialogue. And besides that, I'm exhibiting with some really, let's just talk about.
Oh, yes, please. Because this show.
This list of people.
Has an amazing group of people.
The lineup. Marcy Blackerby.
Like, yes, Marcy, one of the main curators of the show.
Yes, I have some of her pieces.
A self-proclaimed freak. She'll tell you all about it.
She had an art piece that looks like me, and I own it now. Oh. But she's like, this has.
Was it like a voodoo doll you felt you had
crazy.
To own it?
Crazy. She's like, this is you. And she brought it to me. I was like, oh my gosh, that is me. It was really, really creepy because it's this little doll with red hair. So I'm really excited with Marcy. And of course, Trish MP that was here and Grant Foost. Come on now.
Oh, he's got great stuff.
Yes. I own some of his work as well. And his statue work, they're just so beautiful. So I'm really hoping to see some statues from him. Logan Madsen. I don't know how many people are familiar with his work, but he's unbelievably talented. He has some physical disabilities as well as some autism that he's working with. Each one of his pieces takes months to make, but they're unbelievable. The amount of talent that Logan Madsen has.
Yeah, he's always such a talented artist.
My mind.
Really has worked past so many limitations to just break through and be able to do all these amazing things.
Right, and I've watched over the last couple of years his work evolve a little bit, and the piece of him stuck in a box is just brilliant. And so I'm excited to see his work and see what he's been working on. And Stephanie Swift, I just love her. I got to see one of her pieces, and it's fantastic. I don't want to get into it because I don't know if she wants to be giveaway, but it's really cool. Like.
Yeah, and I just love how Art Access has so many touches in the community. There's so many people that are affiliated with them. I mean, they don't have, per se, like groups, or they don't have a stable of artists. You aren't one of their artists. They don't contract you out and make you beholden to them. But at the same time, they have such a loyal following of artists that contribute annually to their events. And I appreciate that and what
I think everybody just loves Art Access. I mean, and I love their 300 Plate show. And then the other one on the list, and the list is really long. I'm just pulling out like names. I mean, you can pull out whatever names you want, but Ty Taoli, I'm really excited to have him here because he's usually traveling. Who knows if he'll actually be here, but he's usually traveling the nation.
Great graffiti work.
Yeah, he does some great, amazing line work, ink drawings, and very, very urban, edgy feel. So I'm really excited to be showing with him as well. So
yes, the list goes on and on. And luckily, I've had an opportunity to work with Art Access and to get information about this upcoming show prior to.
Nice.
So we were able to stick it into the gallery show column. So if you are looking at the print version of Slug Magazine for the month of October, you can read all about differences, dialogue. If you weren't able to make it to the opening on October 17th, again, it is up through the second week of November. Mm-hmm. I said the November 14th, but it's usually the Thursday or Friday prior
it's around November 10th or something.
10th or 14th. So
something
go
right
to their
there.
Website, check out the actual closing day if you're going to push it to the last minute, if you're going to procrastinate and push it all the way into November. If not, go over there. Go to their website, too, because we've got a, you know, they've got good gallery hours, and but they're during the day, so take a lunch break, head over and see it, and then save the date for the next gallery show, because it is an excellent, you know, an excellent gallery to be visiting and supporting. And I appreciate you, Kat, coming and talking
Thank
to us
so
about
much.
This show and about what we might get to see and what we'll see from you. And I'm really excited. I hope that everybody gets a chance to make it out.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mariah.
Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us your suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Slug Soundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine, produced by Gavin Sheehan, associate producer Alexander Ortega, Christian Schlutz, and John Ford, executive producer Angela H. Brown. Theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sachich. Main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and technical design by Kate Collig. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves.